Chapter 72. I have now arrived at the close of my little history. The events which succeeded the famous revolution of 1688 would neither be easily related nor easily understood in such a book as this. William and Mary reigned together 5 years. After the death of his good wife, William occupied the throne, alone, for 7 years longer. During his reign, on the 16th of September, 1701, the poor weak creature who had once been James II of England, died in France. In the meantime he had done his utmost, which was not much, to cause William to be assassinated, and to regain his lost dominions. James' son was declared, by the French king, the rightful king of England, and was called in France the Chevalier Saint George, and in England the Pretender. Some infatuated people in England, and particularly in Scotland, took up the Pretender's cause from time to time, as if the country had not had Stuarts enough. And many lives were sacrificed, and much misery was occasioned. King William died on Sunday, the 7th of March, 1702, of the consequences of an accident occasioned by his horse stumbling with him. He was always a brave, patriotic prince, and a man of remarkable abilities. His manner was cold, and he made but few friends, but he had truly loved his queen. When he was dead, a lock of her hair, in a ring, was found tied with a black ribbon round his left arm. He was succeeded by the Princess Anne, a popular queen, who reigned 12 years. In her reign, in the month of May, 1707, the union between England and Scotland was effected, and the two countries were incorporated under the name of Great Britain. Then, from the year 1714 to the year 1830, reigned the four Georges. It was in the reign of George II, 1745, that the Pretender did his last mischief, and made his last appearance. Being an old man by that time, he and the Jacobites, as his friends were called, put forward his son, Charles Edward, known as the Young Chevalier. The Highlanders of Scotland, an extremely troublesome and wrong-headed race on the subject of the Stuarts, espoused his cause, and he joined them, and there was a Scottish rebellion to make him king, in which many gallant and devoted gentlemen lost their lives. It was a hard matter for Charles Edward to escape abroad again, with a high price on his head. But the Scottish people were extraordinarily faithful to him, and, after undergoing many romantic adventures, not unlike those of Charles II, he escaped to France. A number of charming stories and delightful songs arose out of the Jacobite feelings, and belong to the Jacobite times. Otherwise, I think the Stuarts were a public nuisance altogether. It was in the reign of George III that England lost North America, by persisting in taxing her without her own consent. That immense country, made independent under Washington, and left to itself, became the United States, one of the greatest nations of the earth. In these times in which I write, it is honorably remarkable for protecting its subjects, wherever they may travel, with a dignity and a determination which is a model for England. Between you and me, England has rather lost ground in this respect since the days of Oliver Cromwell. The union of Great Britain with Ireland, which had been getting on very ill by itself, took place in the reign of George III, on the 2nd of July, 1798. William IV succeeded George IV, in the year 1830, and reigned 7 years. Queen Victoria, his niece, the only child of the Duke of Kent, the fourth son of George III, came to the throne on the 20th of June, 1837. She was married to Prince Albert of Saxe-Gotha on the 10th of February, 1840. She is very good, and much beloved. So I end, like the crier, with God Save the Queen. End of the Project Gutenberg et Echt Childs History of England. A show by Gutenberg Edition.